This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Fire danger is high today for parts of Colorado. What's called fire weather is the combination of three major factors: high heat, low humidity, and strong winds. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports new numbers show those conditions are combining more frequently in Colorado.
A new analysis of historical weather station data from Climate Central show every region of Colorado is recording more fire weather days each year than they used to. The southeastern corner of the state now averages 45 additional fire weather days a year than it did in the 1970s. And the region that covers the Denver metro, it now sees 26 additional days each year with those ideal wildfire weather conditions. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
More Colorado Congress members are expressing their concerns over the Uinta Basin Railway Project. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representatives Brittany Pedersen, Diana DeGette, and Jason Crow wrote to the Transportation Secretary to voice their opposition to the plan to move crude oil from Utah via the rail line along the Colorado River. They say that the concerns of Coloradans were not given equal consideration. The Surface Transportation Board approved the project in 2021 after five public comment meetings in Utah and only one in Colorado. They write that Coloradans deserve an equitable seat at the table, since a derailment could harm communities and ecosystems in the state. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Heavy rainfall in Castlewood Canyon State Park has caused major damage to trails in the park east of Castle Rock. All of the bridges that cross Cherry Creek have been destroyed, and there's no safe way to cross the creek. Bridge repair can't begin until the creek level goes down again. In Garfield County, the Spring Creek fire now covers around 2,500 acres. It's hot, dry, and windy today in that part of Colorado. Glenwood Springs and Garfield County have a red flag fire danger warning through this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.